Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And today, as we usually do, we move ahead to look at the readings for this Sunday, which is Palm Sunday. I'm going to ask you, if you would, sometime over this weekend, that if you purchased a copy of my CD, that you would listen to it again and ask the Lord, as you begin this holy week, is there anything that you want of me that I have not given you? Is there anything that I am holding back? I don't mean that you get it and it becomes perfect, or that you have to be perfect. I'm not saying that. But have you given over any area of your life that keeps you back from God? It keeps you from drawing closer to God. Even if you don't have the CD, you can certainly ask yourself that question. What is it in my life that holds me back from drawing closer to Him, from being more clearly His disciple? Brothers and sisters, His call is there to each of us. As people were there during that first time when the palms were laid out for whatever animal that Jesus was on to walk through the streets, and there was praise and gladness, etc., and Jesus knew what lay very close ahead. He knew what was about to happen. As you stand on this Palm Sunday in our various churches, are you ready to follow Him the whole way? Are you ready to lay down your life for Him? And if you're not, just say, Lord, I want to, but I don't know how, or I don't have the courage, or I don't have the strength. Will you please supply? That's all you have to do. You don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to be on the way. He'll help you. Every step, He'll help you. There is a priest by the name of Father Richard Veras who wrote this commentary, which I just want to share with you. It's brief. March 25th. That's what this Sunday, Palm Sunday, is. It's usually the Annunciation, but this year Palm Sunday precedes that. 9 months before Christmas is normally the day we celebrate the incarnation of Jesus in Mary's womb. This year, March 25th, falls on Passion Sunday, and so on that day we will recall Jesus' passion and death. We'll celebrate the Annunciation later. Let us appreciate what these mysteries tell us about the love of God, for no one proclaims God's love to the extreme that we Christians do. For He loved us so much that He sent His only Son to take upon Himself our humanity. Some believers in God would consider the Christian claim of the Incarnation to be idolatry, because it is difficult to accept that God would really become man. Not only did He become man, He suffered and died for us to forgive our sins and to reveal His love. Some believers in God consider that it is not possible that Jesus died on the cross, because it is difficult to accept that God would allow that to happen. He not only became human, He not only died on the cross, He promised to remain with us. And He humbles Himself to remain with us in the Eucharist, to contain His body, blood, soul, and divinity in what looks like an unleavened wafer. Even some Christians have difficulty accepting this, not unlike Peter, who initially refused to allow Jesus to wash his feet. The Incarnation, the cross, and the Eucharist are difficult to imagine, because the infinite depth of God's love is impossible to imagine. We've entered into mystery. God's love is so great that He would do it for us. He would suffer and die for us, that He would give us the Eucharist, that He would remain with us always. Only God can do this, because the depth of God's love is impossible to imagine. We have challenges with it. But brothers and sisters, it's true. No matter what questions you have, it's true that His love is infinite, that He died for you, that he loved you. This Palm Sunday, walk with Jesus. Jesus who knows what lies ahead for him. He knows it. He does the Father's will. And he asks you and me to join him, to console him, to assure him that we believe him and that we will follow him. Walk with Jesus. Sit with Jesus. Be with Jesus. Not only on this Palm Sunday, but during this week especially. Walk with Jesus daily. Thank him. Bless his name. Thank him for what he did. Kiss his wounds. Not just on Good Friday, but every day this week. Kiss his wounds. And thank him for what he has done for you. Learn to grow in gratitude. It will be a tremendous blessing. We look now at the first reading for Palm Sunday, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled. I have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. That's what Jesus did for us. What do we do for him? The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame, even though the acts done to him were horribly shameful. He was not shamed. He knew who he was. But he bore it, brothers and sisters, for you and me, that we could cast off the shame of our sin and decide to draw nearer to him than we've ever been before and to follow him with all that we have, however little or however great. Psalm 22, my God, why have you abandoned me? This was the cry of Jesus on the cross. Pray that psalm. Pray it often. This weekend and this entire week, pray it often. Unite yourself with him. Walk with him. And the second reading from Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Think about that. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, he was God, he was the Son of God. He did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. In other words, I am God, because he could have at any moment taken authority over this situation of his impending crucifixion and death. But he chose to do the will of the Father, that the death of the Son might set every human being free to live with him for all eternity. If we believe in him, if we follow him, we don't have to be perfect. We can't be perfect. But we can draw near and nearer to him. That privilege is ours. We're not shut out. The door's not slammed against us. If we repent of our sin, it's there. And he wants to raise us up. He wants us to share with him for all eternity. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. Son of God, though he was, he emptied himself. What about you and me? Can we empty ourselves of our sin by his grace and power? Yes. On our own? No. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The worst possible death. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, that was one of the passages in my own deeper conversion. I was a disciple of Christ, but I still held on to a number of things myself, so to speak. I'll do this for the Lord, but I won't do that. Making all kinds of choices in my life. And part of what I read when I said to the Lord, "You have my whole life, my entire life. You have every aspect of it. I belong to you. I want to give my life to you that you may be honored and glorified forever." It was a great moment of great grace. And that same grace is there for you. And it was this passage from Philippians that particularly touched me and challenged me. And it becomes a passage that I pray very, very often. Not daily. I probably should. But I pray it very, very often. And each time it stirs my soul to say yes to him and to say no to the things of this world. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. He could have at any moment, brothers and sisters, said, "I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God," and just demolished everybody, destroyed everybody. But he did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. In other words, he didn't pull out all his punches. He didn't pull out all his resume. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He didn't say at the last moment, "Oh, I am the Son of God," and destroy everybody. He didn't. He became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is my Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I really urge you to pray that section, read all of Paul's letter to the Philippians, but chapter 2, verses 6 to 11 in particular. I know for me there's been tremendous grace that has come from that passage, and I pray that it may be the same for you as you and I now journey together from Palm Sunday to the glory of Easter Sunday. Count on my prayers for each of you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.